Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout. We know.
Here at OK Sis, we believe women are multifaceted.
Which is why you can expect sisterly banter on a wide range of topics such as pop culture, our entrepreneurial journeys, and mental health routines.
We promise it'll be informative.
And silly.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood. Hello and welcome back to OK Sis Podcast, and by the title of this episode...
We have a mama!
We have a mama!
Say your name.
My name is Mads.
Hi, I'm Scout, and I'm pregnant!
Hi, Scout.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Sisters, I am motherfucking pregnant!
She's preggers. She has a baby growing inside of her. She's preggers. She's gonna be a MILF. Hey!
Dude, the fact that I'm gonna be a MILF fills me with so much joy.
Remember when we told Amanda Stanton that she's a MILF?
Amanda Stanton is a MILF, and I'm gonna join her in that title.
You're gonna join her in the MILFhood.
I know. Sisters, I've been dying to tell this to all of you. It has been crazy. I've known for a little over 2 months, but it has literally felt like the longest time ever.
I can attest to that. Yeah,
right? It's felt like a really fun... Mostly
well, that, but also, like, you've been suffering over there. So, yeah. So we'll get to all that. But so why don't you break down what we're going to talk about and what people can expect from this bonus episode?
Okay, so we're going to talk about how I found out, how I told Adam what my first trimester is going to be like. We can talk about my plans for the rest of my pregnancy. And sisters, I found out the gender today. When we're recording this, I'm 12 weeks. When this comes out, I'll be 13 weeks. Mads does not know the gender, so you'll have to stick around for when I tell her what the gender of the baby is, and you can catch her live reaction on the pod. Okay, so I wrote down a bunch of questions for Mads because Mads has never been pregnant, and there's a lot of things that I want to touch on with you guys. So I gave the questions to Mads to interview me.
And I'm so excited that the sisters that are pregnant or that are moms are now going to have mommy blogger content.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll see how mommy bloggy I get, but I think it's going to be good.
Bloggy. All right. So let's start with the first question. How did you find out?
Okay, so if you sisters listened to our Alyssa Vitti episode, I very sneakily, casually mentioned that I've actually been trying to get pregnant for a very long time. I started trying in August of 2020, and so by the time I got pregnant, it was basically exactly, actually, a year and a half when I did get pregnant. So it did take me a little bit of time, and that can be saved for another episode on all that and all that situation. But since I had been trying for so long and had been super active in tracking my cycle and understanding the symptoms, you know, I take pregnancy tests like every fucking month right before my period comes. You get the test. It tells you 6 days before your period, etc. And every single month I would convince myself this was the month, PMS symptoms and pregnancy symptoms feel very, very alike. But there were a few symptoms that were different this time. My boobs were very big and sore, but the soreness like went into the lymph in my armpit, which was really different.
That scares me.
So that was really interesting. I was really tired. Like I was at lunch with grandma.
And you are like a chronic fatigue person already.
Yeah, and this was a different tiredness. It was a different type of tiredness at a different type of the day. Like, I was like, why could I take a nap every single day around this? It was a different, I could tell it wasn't normal for me. And so I took a pregnancy test on a Saturday and in the afternoon. And by that time, you've had too much water. I drink so much water. So it was never going to come out anyways, but since I'd seen so many pregnancy tests, I know this sounds psycho, I noticed that if you put it up to the light, like, it wasn't pure white. I could see, like, a little bit. But
Why don't you just take the ones that say yes or no?
Well, because, whatever, shut up. So I told Adam, I said, I think this is it, but Adam has heard me say that so many times, but a couple days.
I'm holding it up to the light.
Yeah. A couple days before, I told my coach, I was like, I actually feel comfortable saying out loud I'm pregnant, because I really do feel pregnant. And I had done a lot of manifestation work this last cycle to get pregnant, which I can also talk about at a later date. It was super fucking crazy. And so I decided to take a pregnancy test Sunday morning. First thing, like, first pee, because that's when the hormone is more condensed in your urine.
Oh, yikes.
And so I took the test. First thing, woke up, hadn't had coffee, hadn't journaled, nothing. I left it in the bathroom. This was the one that did say yes or no.
Thank God.
And I went back and it said yes. And I started, like, shaking. And so I took a second one real quick, and that one said yes as well. And it was an incredibly surreal moment. I think because I'd been trying for so long and I'd seen so many negative pregnancy tests, it was shocking, but it was also like I didn't believe it, if that makes sense, because I had become so used to seeing negative tests. So yeah, that was really early in the morning on a Sunday, and I wasn't supposed to get my period for another 4 days. So I found out at 3.5 weeks pregnant.
Wow. That's so great. Do you think that you drank during those 3.5 weeks?
I had two drinks of, I had one glass of wine the week before I found out. And then I ordered a beer the night before and I didn't want to finish it. But I was at a point where I was pretty much scaling back alcohol completely in the last couple of months. So I was only drinking 2 to 3 glasses of wine a month anyways.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't really indulging in the alcohol so much. And because I just felt like I was about to get pregnant, I thought that
when you like are trying, it's probably like.
But also, when you've been trying for so long, reducing alcohol is a great way to increase your chances of fertility. So I was pushing, like, I pulling back a lot. Anyways,
I get so scared about that. Like, I'll like be blackout drunk, but also pregnant.
So it really, I do not think that there's a long window where it won't really do anything.
Okay, great. Let's move on to, so how did you tell Adam? So you knew in the morning, was he asleep?
Of course.
Because he literally sleeps till noon.
Yeah, so Adam the day before on Saturday said, hey, tomorrow, do you want to take Luna and go walk around Balboa Park? And Adam proposed to me about Balboa Park. Balboa Park is this gorgeous, gorgeous, park is the wrong word for it, even though that's what it's called. It's like a compound almost, a beautiful architecture.
There's a lot of great like galleries and gardens. It's great.
Art museums and the science museum and the natural history museum. And it's just, they have an incredible restaurant. And so Adam proposed to me there. And so when he woke up, I said, hey, do you still want to go to Balboa Park and walk Luna? And he said, yes. So we drove over.
How did you even keep it from him this entire drive?
Honestly, like, I was really excited, and it also didn't feel incredibly real. I mean, I was shaking and crying and oh my gosh, but it also takes a little bit for you to be like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It takes actually telling people for you to feel like it's real. So we were walking and I said, oh, let's go to the sculpture garden, which is where he proposed to me. And he's like, yeah, we've never been back. Da 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 da. So we walked over to the sculpture garden and I pulled out my phone to take pretending I was taking an Instagram story of us, like a selfie style. And I was like, hey, we're back. Where Adam proposed to me. Da 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 da.
That was a video.
X amount of years ago. It was a video. And then I said, but what he doesn't know, and his face gets like, what? And I said, is that he's going to be a father. And
wait, where's this video?
I have it. I'll show it to you. And the first thing out of his mouth was, you fucker, because I tricked him into, like, he couldn't believe that I all morning fooled him into getting to Balboa Park, getting to there. So he was like, you fucker. And then he starts laughing hysterically. And then he says, I love you so much. And we kiss. And yeah.
Okay. Can we put the vid on Patreon?
We can put the video on Patreon.
Yeah, baby. Okay. Video's going on Patreon. Wait, that is so cute. That's an interesting thing that I think people don't talk about is like, the man, I mean, this is very traditional, but like the male man proposes, but then like it's cool that the woman has this kind of like secret that she can break the news to the man. I mean, of course, like sometimes obviously the husband, or I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be a husband, the man can like watch the pregnancy test with you, but it's kind of an interesting thing because it's like in the woman's control to like take the test, like, I don't know. It's
cute.
It
was also cute because he was nervous walking that same
Now you felt it.
And then I did the same thing at the same place.
Okay, so we gotta have the baby's first birthday there. We should affirm it.
Maybe.
Okay, great. Next.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me, which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong, and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills, and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS. Okay, can I share my experience about how your first trimester?
You bitch. Go for it.
Okay, so Scout has been in her first trimester. You know how I just mentioned that she has chronic fatigue normally? Like, you're like not functioning human being. And like, it's made me just realize like just the toll that this experience has on one's body. Like, of course we knew that, but there is just something about witnessing it firsthand of like, I just don't even understand. Like, what if you weren't a founder or an entrepreneur or had your own schedule? Like, I just don't understand what you would do if you were in corporate America. You would just call in sick every day, and if they don't know, what do you do? You're just like, I'm throwing up in the bathroom, like, sorry.
Yeah, so one, I really want to thank you actually for acknowledging that it was very difficult for me, because I've been a little bit it's been lifting this week. You've seen me. I'm a lot better right now. One thing that I was okay, so first I'll say that my first trimester was a lot more difficult than I ever anticipated or expected it to be. I did not throw up, but I felt hungover 24/7 for weeks on end. So much so, like, it was like I was about to throw up. Like, I would get the saliva in my mouth and like the weak shakes in the body. Like, there was no, it was terrible. Like, there were times I was like, I can't drive today because I'm so fucking sick. The fatigue hit first, and that was a lot for me because I was already tired, and that's something that I struggle with my whole life, because it sounds annoying for someone to constantly say, I'm tired, but I think mom's the only one that understands me. Like, I really do have chronic fatigue problems, and it's unfortunate because I'm so excited about life and so passionate, and I really think that if I didn't have chronic fatigue, like, the amount that I get done with chronic fatigue is pretty impressive in my opinion. So when the fatigue hit in pregnancy, it was something I knew, but it was also completely debilitating and really, really hard for me. And then the sickness came in and it was hard to eat. Like I would get anxiety attacks before eating because any food had the ability to just knock me out for the rest of the day. And it took me a while to figure out what those foods were. Mm-hmm. Food becomes an incredibly different experience in the sense that it's something you have to do. You want the shittiest foods possible, like ramen and burgers, and those could make you sick. And so it's not eating is no longer enjoyable.
Oy.
I have to eat constantly. I have to always have a snack on me because if I don't, I get really, really bad. So I would say that the first trimester was a lot more challenging than I ever anticipated. I was probably at 20 to 30% capacity overall to my normal.
Yeah.
This is also to say that there's a lot of women who get pregnant and don't feel anything. They're just a little bit tired and can go to work. Mm. But while I was experiencing this, I was like, what the fuck
do women do?
Because there was no way I could do podcasts. I had to cancel like everything except OK Sis. I had to muscle through. There was no way to show up on Zoom or to like, I had to cancel 90% of my calls throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I was so grateful because if I had got pregnant a year ago, my business would not be in a place where it could support me. And I'm so grateful to my team at Scouts Agency, to Heather, Lexi, Allie, Kelsey, Danielle, Sammy, all of them super stepped up to the plate and was really, really sweet with me.
The timing was Beshert.
The timing was Beshert. And I will say one thing that really bothered me is that I would tell other moms, like, I'm not doing well in my first trimester. And they were all like, it's part of it. Nah, 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 nah. And I was like, okay, like, that's not helpful. Like, please don't tell me to suck this up and, like, this is normal because it is. And, like, it's really hard. Can you, like, give me some emotional support for 2 seconds?
But so is that what – yeah. So, like, let me in the light of our April readings – how can I be of service to you, Scout? Are you looking for support and like just confirmation of feeling shitty?
Yes. Okay. Because let me tell you what I noticed. My team said, why are you trying to justify that you don't feel well and you need time off right now?
Yeah.
And I realized that I overly communicated and justified what I was physically going through because nobody believed me when I was bipolar. And so I overly justified my emotions. And so in this
experience,
people are
like, yeah, bitch, you're pregnant. Like, we get it.
Exactly. But I'm like, no, you don't understand because nobody understood. So there's a lot of parallels that I went through. But I will say the first week felt like the most meaningful thing I have ever experienced in my entire life.
Wow.
I would just cry with complete nachis and overwhelmed joy. I was like, this is the point of life. And then I got sick and I was like, what is this? So I'm grateful that I'm now turning the other end and can feel a little bit more excited and joyful. So if you are in your first trimester and you feel shitty and you're not excited, like, don't worry about
it. Godspeed.
Survive. Just survive.
You got it. You got it, girl. Wow. This is beautiful. Our last question. Are you showing? I would like to say that I look the same as Scout. So literally, like, she was like, look, I'm showing. I was like,
that's literally me after I ate a burrito.
Yes.
Like, even not even. Like, that is me.
Yes.
We need to take a photo right now.
Yeah, we do.
But side by side. Whenever I eat one thing, I look like what Scout looks like right now.
Yeah. So I will say body changes. My boobs are absolutely ginormous. Me and my husband tried to, like, he put one hand and I had to put another to cover the whole circumference of one boob. Like, one hand does not cover the circumference of one boob.
Is this what you guys do?
Like, when I sleep and I go over, I have to, like, pick them up and, like, turn over the other end because they're so heavy. They're pretty outrageous.
We need to get you the titty towel.
I need the titty
towel. That was OG. Okay, sis. Sisters, if you remember the titty towel, then you've been... then put on some retinol. You've been here for a while.
Put on some retinol. So I will say that I feel so I'm showing in the sense that if I thought that when I would show, I would just feel like really bloated, but it feels different. It feels like someone put an extra, oh my God, Luna is so fucking cute on you right now. I'm dying.
I know.
It looks like an extra, it feels like someone just like attached something to your body. So I feel as if there is an extra attachment on my stomach.
Okay.
So it's, I'm not showing to the point where it would look like a pregnant belly. It does look like I just ate a burrito.
Yeah.
But when I, since I'm already showing in that sense, when I do eat and get bloated, it like looks like a full formed belly. Oh, Looney. So I am showing a little bit, definitely. Like I wake up in the morning, pee, like look, and there's that extra below. It's not, it's just like a little boop. So
a little boop.
Excited to continue to show.
What is your due date? And also, what is the baby's astrology and what is the human design? We need to get Aaron back to do the human design chart.
Okay, so we can't do the human. Okay, so we can't do the human design chart until we have the birth time.
Okay, exact
date.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. But we'll know the sun.
No. Oh yes, what the astrology? Astrology, we'll know. We'll know a little bit of the astrology.
We'll know the sun.
We'll know a little bit of the astrology.
What is it?
The baby's due date is November 9th right now. And
day after Benjun's birthday.
Yes. And fuck me, it's a Scorpio, which is...
Fuck me, it's a Scorpio!
Oh, no. That's going to be a bite. No. No.
Fuck me, it's a Scorpio!
Fuck me. Fuck off.
Wait, what's bad with Scorpios? Scorpios are bad?
Scorpios are emotional.
Ben's great.
Yeah, Ben doesn't seem like a Scorpio, but I don't know a lot about Scorpios, but what I've been told is that they're emotional and moody.
I thought people say that Geminis are bad.
So those are two, those are the people who have two personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also kind of you.
Are you Gemini?
No.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo. No. We've like literally just did a whole astrology thing.
I understand. I still don't really understand.
So anyways, yeah. It'll be Scorpio, and my due date is November 9th. So we have literally about 6 months to go, sisters, until I give birth.
We'll do a little pregnancy update each episode. Pregnancy corner.
There'll be a pregnancy corner. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
So Mads does not know the gender. Wait, hold on. I'm so excited. I found out earlier today. I know you are. You are going to cry.
Okay, wait. Hold it. Tell me when you're gonna say it. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna say.
Right, ready, go. What is the gender?
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's a. Okay, sisters, sorry to tease you like that, but you're going to have to go to Patreon to listen to me tell Maddie the gender. And let me tell you, she fucking screamed her head off. So we will leave the link in the show notes. It's patreon.com/OKSisPodcast. And you're going to want to stick around on Patreon since most of the pregnancy updates will be there every other Thursday.
Also, I asked Scout, like, all the burning questions that, like, you probably want to know. Like, things like, will she do the I'm 30 weeks today Kylie Jenner viral video? Things about pooping, like, what her cravings have been. If she's going to have a night nurse, yada, yada. All the real shit that we need to know.
And I asked Mads what she feels about being an aunt. So head on over to Patreon to hear what the gender of my baby is. And stick around for more pregnancy updates. Follow us on Instagram at OKSisPodcast. We are going to, today that this goes live, put a Q&A poll on our Instagram stories to get questions that you all have about my pregnancy, about the baby that is coming. And we will answer those on our next bonus episode on Patreon.
Woo!
I love you sisters so much. And I cannot believe I am finally sharing the most exciting news of my life with you.
Pregnant Scout. Pregnant Scout. She's a MILF. She's a MILF. She's a pregnant MILF. Yeah.
Love you.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.